Tweetminster at the Conservative Party conference, speaking with Peter Oborne about dispatches and the Andy Coulson story. Peter, what's coming up tonight?
You know, at 8 o'clock tonight, Channel 4 Dispatches is publishing the results of a very serious investigation into phone hacking Andy Coulson, the Conservative Party. Basically, we're presenting very strong new evidence that the account by Andy Coulson, that as editor of the News of the World, he had no idea that phone hacking was going on under his eyes, is false. That's the first major revelation. The second thing we're saying, which is very shocking, is evidence, stories of intimidation of parliamentarians who sought to, threats made against parliamentarians who sought to investigate the phone hacking, and they felt that they were threatened.
Is this going to be very embarrassing for the coalition government? Are there going to be issues for them, or is it certainly something that's going to be very much cited as the activities of a sort of lone wolf?
Well, the official version of this from News International, from Andy Coulson, and accepted by the Prime Minister, is that the phone hacking was carried out by one man. That's Clive Goodman, the Royal Correspondent of the News of the World. It was a very isolated, unfortunate episode. Clive Goodman went to jail, end of story. And Coulson resigned as editor of News of the World because he nobly felt he should take responsibility for what happened on his watch. This story is nonsense. It's risible. I mean, phone hacking was rife, as we show at the News of the World during this time, neither News International nor Mr. Coulson have ever been able to come to terms with this, and we need to know the truth. Otherwise, a stink basically surrounds Mr. Coulson inside Downing Street.
Peter Oborne, thank you very much. That's